Christian disciples ought to be the best lovers. And on Valentine's Day, we should think about that. We are, of course, the best lovers because we are the best loved. Now, most of us believe that loving and being loved is the greatest experience a human being can have. And I would agree with that. But the kind of love that is written about in romantic novels, sung about in pop songs, played out in rom-coms, or even enjoyed in marriage, as glorious as that can be, is not the best love that there is possible. Not even the love that exists in the most wonderful marriage truly satisfies the deepest, most existential part of us. And why? Because we were made to love and to be loved by our Creator. I wonder if you know that the Apostle Paul, who wrote most of the New Testament outside the Gospels, never uses the word Christian in any of his letters. Not once. Instead, he describes disciples as being in the Lord or in Christ. If you look through the New Testament, you'll see that he uses that phrase or variants of it over 200 times. It's no accident. Paul knows that when we start to grasp this reality, it utterly transforms the experience of who we are and how we are loved. We aren't just followers of Christ, we are in him. Theologians call it union with Christ. It is the greatest blessing of the gospel because all other blessings derive from it. Forgiveness, freedom, comfort, contentment, righteousness, the Holy Spirit in us, being an heir with Christ, eternal happiness. All of these joys and many more are possible because we are, to use Paul's phrase, in Christ. So, brother, sister, on this Ash Wednesday, at the beginning of Lent, on this Valentine's Day, do you realize how infinitely you are loved? Now, I know most people, most days, don't feel that that's true. And even Christians struggle to feel that it's really true, that being known and loved by Jesus is even better than any earthly love we can experience. David, who had messed up big time, committed adultery and murder, and yet he could speak to the one whom he knew as his shepherding father. Not fearful of God. Yes, in awe of God, but not fearful of him. Coming quietly to confess his sins to God. And he wrote that most incredible poem that David read for us. And I commend it to you, perhaps as a poem, a psalm that you'd like to go back to and visit again during Lent. You see, David came to God not because he feared God, because we're told in 1 John chapter 4 that perfect love casts out fear. No, he came to God because he knew that this God loved him through and through and would forgive him if he came to him. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. It's my prayer that for each of us this Lent, whatever we do, whatever we take on whatever we give up, whatever point there is to those things, there must be a point that this is it, that we know that we are greater loved by God. So over the next 40 days, I just want to encourage you to take a few minutes each day to reflect on the truth that God loves you. When you leave, I'm going to give you a bookmark, and it's just got four or five passages that remind us of God's love for us. And if we were all to read that each day and spend even just 5 minutes looking at it, that would be 200 minutes reflecting on the fact that we are extravagantly loved by God. So whether we're single, happily married, struggling in a relationship, whatever our human position, the most important thing to know this Lent is that we are loved by God. Amen.